Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody out there, Kalen Patterson, Midwest Muscle, P4P Real Talk in the house. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. And if you are looking for a vehicle to drive your goals like a Mack truck through ice cream, check us out. And P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. I have a great energetic woman online, and she is just a bundle of joy. I got to meet her at the Arnold of all places, one place that you wouldn't expect to see that many naturals in one place. But we actually had plenty of naturals in one place, and that was the P4P crew, and we had our booth, and we had a great time. And what was amazing to me, and I'll speak about this so much because it nobody knew each other before that. But when we got to hang out with each other, it's like we knew each other for our whole lives because everyone just meshed and gelled, and it was just so much happening so fast, so often. You wonder how anybody could keep up with that pace. We actually sold out a lot of the product because people were just so enthused about natural supplementation and natural supplements without any, I put this in the air quotes, additives, where, you know, you fail your natural drug test, or just being a person that wants to be healthy in the right way and finding out they've been taking something that's illegal or banned. So without further ado, I'll introduce Sarah, and I'll let her introduce herself and basically say hi to the community. And Sarah, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm Sarah. I got the opportunity to be sponsored with P4P about a year ago. I started doing my first figure competitions then, and they happened to be at one of them. So I met Ty Ann then, and then I got to talk to Chad a little bit and got an interview, and it all worked out great. So, and then I also got the opportunity to go to Arnold, like Kaylin just said, and that was a really good time. So right now, kind of just in the off season, working to build for my next figure competition and training clients, staying busy with that. So having a good time.
Now, you know, you've been keeping up with social media like the rest of us, and you've seen, well, we've had a lot of athletes failing their drug tests, and, you know, a lot of them cry foul because they were basically taking supplements that they didn't know what was in them. And like you said, we're both people being sponsored athletes. How secure do you feel, and how good does that feel, knowing that they want you to pass your drug test and they want everything to be legit because they're taking the supplements as well?
I mean, it's a very rewarding feeling to know that you're doing it naturally, because there's so many people out there that aren't natural or do other things to help them. And it's definitely a lot harder to do it this way, but it's also a very rewarding feeling to know that, you know, it's all of your hard work and your effort. So it's, you know, I think it's a really good thing that they're, you know, testing people and people are being honest about it, because, you know, they definitely have an unfair advantage if they are taking something or on something compared to everyone else that's doing it naturally. So it's definitely a good thing that they're staying on top of all of that.
Yes. And you were one of those, like at the Arnold, where we got to try the rollout of the all shucks, and we were getting ready because, honestly, I had no idea it was going to taste as good as it tasted. You know, I'd heard a lot of things about it, and, you know, us being at the booth, we got to hear about a lot of things before everyone else. Did you, have you had a chance to try it?
To try what was that?
The pre-workout, the all shucks.
Oh, the Alter Ego one?
Yes.
Yeah, yep. It's really, really good. I got it actually right when it came out. And I have a lot of my clients that actually use it too, and a lot of positive feedback from it. It has really great taste, and I don't personally like a lot of the like jittery feelings and stuff. And I don't think it does that at all. And it gives you kind of that extra boosting kick that you need. So I think it's a great product.
Yes. And I have a testimonial myself, and this just happened today, because at my job, I'm always pushing for people because, like I said, we're finding out more and more that some of the supplements aren't really good for natural athletes because they aren't really natural
exactly.
supplements. There's a lot of crap in it. So I've been really promoting the P4P line, not simply because they're my sponsor, but because I know that the ingredients are what they say, and that's really important to me. But it's a lady
exactly.
that was saying because of all the crap supplements they had and, you know, the stuff that worked tasted terrible or the stuff that tasted good wasn't worth anything. And she had a chance to try a snickerdoodle because I'm a fan favorite of the snickerdoodle. But she was just
delicious.
So overjoyed that she could actually eat her food and not spit it out or throw it away because that's what her concern was. And I was thinking, how spoiled are we? Well, we have the benefit of having great tasting supplements, but also supplements that work.
Yep, completely agree. I actually just took the Alter Ego before this because I was feeling a little bit tired, and I was like, I might need a little extra boost. So I had some of that. But, yeah, I've had so many great, I mean, testaments for my clients, too. I know a lot of people with, like, protein powder, it seems to get, like, chunky and they'll shake it up and it still doesn't mix very well. And I know a lot of people are like, no, just smooth. Like, and I like that too, because personally, like, who wants to drink a bunch of chunks? It just doesn't taste good. So I know people love the flavor, they like the quality of it. So I completely 100% agree. And I think it's kind of helped me too, because I really didn't take too many supplements, but I was always trying to figure out, I'm like, well, what are the better ones to take before I worked with P4P? And, you know, doing a lot more research and being asked to be sponsored with them, that kind of made me look into it a lot more. And I kind of try to explain to people that supplements can be just like there's the junk food and then there's also quality food that has nutrients in it and good value to it. And you can look at it the same way with supplements, that there's supplements out there that just have all the extra additives and they're really not that great for you. And then you can also find supplements like P4P that are really trying to produce the best quality that they can, and they're giving you the benefits that you need without, you know, because I have a lot of people who try things and they'll tell me, they're like, I wish I would have just kept ordering P4P, or like they ran out, they got something real quick, and they're like, they didn't like the flavor of it, or they didn't like the way it made them feel, or they thought it tasted really bad. And I really had no one tell me about that with P4P. They always think it's a really good product, and I completely agree. So it's definitely nice to have that.
And I love that comparison about junk food and real food, because that's pretty much what it is. Like you said, there's so many fillers that sound like they're really amazing, but when you break it down, you're basically just buying crap that should be what you were looking for in the first place. And like you said, with so much research that we've had to do with the P4P brand and, you know, knowing what we're talking about, It really hurts when you see people spending their hard-earned money and getting maybe one-third of the product that they're buying. And it sucks, I mean, really, because like you said, well, let's get into your background because, you know, you keep talking about your clients. Let's hear a little bit about your background, and we'll speak on it on P4P first.
Okay. I went to Iowa State. It's a university here in Iowa. And I did kinesiology, and my junior year, I did pre-internship at a fitness center in Ames, and the guy that was there, he was going to be moving to Ankeny, where I live now, and he was going to be a personal training director, and they were opening some new gyms, and so he was curious if I was interested in training. At the time, I wasn't really sure, so he kind of talked me into it a little bit more, was telling me a little bit more about it, and I was like, okay, like, I'll definitely try that, so I ended up doing my internship there a little over 2 years ago, and I really met a lot of great people, and I was like, yep, this is definitely something I'm passionate about and I wanted to keep pursuing. So I ended up staying there, and I took clients on. And so I've been there for about 2 years now, still training a lot of people, staying really busy. It's definitely a rewarding feeling. I don't always realize how much I'm helping people. Sometimes I'm like, oh, like, you know, maybe they're not seeing as much progress, but I've had a lot of people just tell me, like mentally or just in their life in general, how much I've made an impact and helped them. So that's always a very rewarding feeling outside of just helping them with their fitness goals and that kind of stuff. So, definitely I love what I do, and it's a great job to have. So it's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yes. And, you know, like I was talking with Leif Anderson, and he was very much piggybacking what I was already knowing and thinking. is that you invest a lot of yourself into your people. And a lot of people don't understand when you're passionate about something, you invest all of you into helping someone. Because that's what passion truly is, giving all of you to aid others. And when you're doing what you're doing, it is a great joy. And, you know, like you said, you're not thinking about, you know, what's in it for me. You're thinking about how does this increase their life to where they can function to feel the way I feel about my own life. So I think if you were looking at an aspect of what's in it, that would be it.
Yep, exactly. And, I mean, it's super exciting, too, to see, because I have a lot of clients, too, they kind of have those generic goals at first, and they're trying to figure out, you know, what they really want to work on. And once we get going, it's like, what do you really want? What do you want to get out of this? And I think people really dig a lot deeper. And I actually have a client right now who she's almost 60, and I've been training her for 2 years. Wow. And when we first started, you know, she couldn't. She was not strong. She didn't have stability and balance. There are so many things we had to work on, and she's lost a lot of weight. Like, her body fat has gone down, and she's decided this last, I think about, it was in April, she kind of, we reevaluated things, and she was just like, you know, I really like the strength training, and I didn't think I was going to like that. And she decided that she wanted to do a powerlifting competition for next summer. So we've been working a lot on the three main lifts that you do for that, and then a lot of other areas that she needs to strengthen as well. And just the progress that I've gotten to see from where she first started to now, I had her deadlift 95 pounds today, which was huge for her and super exciting, and just getting to see her progress. And oh, I have a lot of other clients like that too. It's very exciting, and it's fun when they get excited about it too. So there's a lot of good benefits too, and I definitely enjoy it a lot.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree, especially when you're talking about the benefits that come from good health, you know, and it's like, as much as you'd like to elaborate on it, it would be maybe a week's worth of shows going 4 hours to really get in enough depth to really explain to someone who's been in bad health for years what the benefits of a good year of good health. So I'm sure you probably have been just more than elated when she's getting that kind of progress.
Yeah, very exciting. And really, you know, people are just in their everyday life where they have surgery or something. They're like, hey, I can actually stand up now. Like, if, you know, they have upper body surgery or something, they don't have to worry about trying to get up. They have, like, the lower body strength. And just some of those little things that I don't think about because I'm active and I love to lift and I can move really well. And there's so many people out there right now who just walking into a grocery store or something, you know, that's really hard for them. So it's very exciting when you get to see people making progress and just feeling better overall. I don't know, just changing your diet and your habits and making this a lifestyle, which is what I really try to, you know, teach to people. Just make this a lifestyle, you know. You don't want that. Fitness is not that instant fix. A lot of people want it to be that way. But if you really go about it the right way and make those changes so that it can become your life and you can just have a better quality of life, then it really helps you in the long run. So that's, you know, that's an exciting thing to get to see for people too.
Yeah, and I will piggyback that because there's a lot of people at iGym, and most of the gyms that I've frequented before this one, my gym, home gym being 5-star fit, but they wanted that quick fix, and that's where the drugs was a nice prominent thing for them because they said, look, I want to look, and this is something you can speak on, but I'll speak on it first, and that's the appearance of health and then actually being healthy. And with your background in kinesiology, sure, you can really go in depth about that because there is a distinct difference.
Just with like people who are taking things.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think what people don't realize with whether it's steroids or whatever they're taking, especially for women, how many negative side effects that it can have, just whether you eventually want to have children someday or the changes that it can make to your body and how hard it is, you know, if you get off of it, how hard it is for your body to go back to being normal. There's just a lot of negative side effects. And, you know, for me, I think it's kind of hard, I think, for, I mean, women and men definitely to try to make that decision, because with being a natural athlete, you know, you can still make huge changes, but the amount of changes that someone can make in a year's off season or whatever it might be that are taking something compared to a natural athlete, they can make these huge extravagant changes and people are like, oh, look at them, you know, and they don't think anything of it. Whereas here, we're over here working so hard. And yes, you can still see a lot of changes, but it's not, they're not as quick. So for me, you know, I got asked a lot, well, would you ever want to take something to, you know, improve more quickly? And I just, you know, the more I was thinking about it, I was like, no, like I want to be able to have a family someday and I want to be able to just, you know, have the satisfaction of knowing that I have done it naturally. And it just wasn't something that I ever wanted to touch and I just wasn't interested in. And it, especially when you start looking at all the bad, you know, side effects that it can have on you. So I think it's really cool for men and women when they decide to just, you know, really shape their body and, you know, do it the harder way, but do it naturally.
Yeah. Well, yeah, do it the natural way. It's not really harder, but there's two things that I'm sure you're familiar with and people don't really understand until they actually get into it. And one is muscle memory and two mm-hmm. is muscle maturity. And those are the
yep.
things that are basically wiped off the table when you take enhancements, because you don't
yep.
get either. You get it, like you said, the side effects basically take away from all the quote unquote gains you get from the enhancements. And if you get off of them, all of that
mm-hmm.
goes away.
Exactly. Yep.
So,
yeah.
So when you're No, go ahead. I wanted you to elaborate a little bit on kinesiology, because that's a pretty tough class, and it's a good field of study, but there's a lot more into it than just a basic certification to become a personal trainer. You've actually gone above and beyond. So could you speak a little bit on that?
If I can remember stuff. Yeah, we kind of, let me think, we did like biomechanic classes that, which I definitely like school kind of, some of those things were kind of more of a struggle for me. We went through like biomechanic classes, motor control. So really just looking at people from like a very young age to an older age, how their body is able to move and the things that you have to work on. I don't know. I'm not doing very good on this topic. I'm trying to think of different classes I had.
No, you don't have to think about the classes. What I'm saying is that there's certain things that we know on a daily basis, until we have to actually teach, we don't really even think about it because it's so much a normal part of our day.
Yeah, just as far as, like, eating habits, moving, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, kind of like I was saying, or I mean, even I've had clients, I don't know if this is exactly what we're talking about, but I've had clients who you talk about nutrition and you think you kind of help them understand more of what a protein is, what a carb is, what a fat is. You're trying to help them with their diet, because that's a really huge part of it. And that's the part I would say it's probably the hardest part of it, because the exercise, once you build that habit and you start coming into the gym and you enjoy and you're having fun with it, that's the easier part. It's the part when you're at home and no one's looking and you want to sneak something. But when you're trying to lose weight, it makes it that much harder if you're constantly, if you want to call it a free meal or cheat meals or whatever that might be. But trying to help people understand just like what macros are. And I've had people before where it's like, I think they're getting it. And then they'll be like, and I'll talk to them about their protein. They're like, oh, yeah, I had a banana today or something. I was like, wait, a banana? Like, that's not a protein. And I think I just don't realize, you know, like, even looking back at me when I, like, beginning of college, when I was just more so starting to get into lifting and nutrition, and I was trying to figure out those kind of things. And I know I made a lot of those mistakes, too, because I wasn't understanding it. But once I looked a lot more into it, I was like, oh, this isn't hard. Like, I understand. So some of those just base things that people think that they're, if you want to say, quote unquote, like eating healthier, having healthy foods, and they just think like, oh, I'm eating peanut butter, that's a protein, or it's this or that, like that's really healthy for me. And it's like, well, anything in an overabundance is not necessarily healthy for you. So just trying to help people understand things that, I mean, are better for you. And I guess I kind of don't realize how many people don't have, you know, some of the base knowledge of health and nutrition and what really is, you know, better for you, not better for you, and just, you know, how to eat properly. It's something that's kind of, I've done it for so long now that it's natural to me, and I can look at something and be like, oh, that's more of a carb source, or that's more of a fat source or a protein or whatever. And just helping people understand that at the beginning can kind of be harder, I guess. But it's definitely something that you can learn and you can get used to the more you work with people. I think I just went on a tangent. I don't even know if that's what you asked me.
No, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Because there's certain things that, like I said, we do for day-to-day, and it's like it's so common for us that we almost forget to elaborate on it when we're talking to others.
Yep.
And that's the benefit of having passion, because even if you forget, it's so much a part of what you're trying to do daily that you'll still portray it, even if you're not saying it at the time.
Yep, completely agree. And I think, like, with personal training, that's, you know, obviously any job you have, you're going to get better at it the more you perfect it and the more you work on it and the more you study things and learn about stuff. But just I can think back from the beginning when I first started and I tried to help people with, you know, their fitness goals and training them and their programs and their food and everything. The more I've gotten into doing bodybuilding myself and the more I've read things, it's gotten so much easier for me to realize, hey, people, you know, and that's not their fault. Everyone has their profession in certain areas, but people really don't understand this, and I really need to take the time to break down every part, whether it's the nutrition or the workouts and why we're working certain muscle groups or what the purpose of a certain exercise is. Because you might think someone is understanding what you're having them do, and then it's just like, oh, wait, like, is this working my bicep? And you're trying to work their legs or something, whatever it might be. So it's really important to reiterate and explain to people what you're, whether it's exercise, what you're trying to get them to accomplish and do, or just nutrition. That's definitely something that I've started to realize more, that I really need to elaborate on things and just make it more clear and cut for people to understand. Because really, I mean, losing weight or gaining muscle or whatever your goals are, whatever you want to work on, it's not like it's this hidden secret, but I think a lot of people just don't understand that if they just put in the work and the effort and the time, that they can get to their goals a lot sooner than they think they can. And there's not this, like, magic potion that helps get you there. It's really just that dedication.
Yes. And thank God we're getting away from modeling a bottle, because that was one of the most frightening things I've ever seen in my life. And people were basically ruining their health in the attempt to lose weight. And one of the things that I like to speak of, is, especially with you being a personal trainer, is that I've always said that being a person, there's certain jobs, no matter what, that can never be a job. They have to be personal. And because you talked about someone's life, and I said nurses, policemen, personal trainers, doctors, and there's one more that I can't think of right now. It can never be a job. It always has to be personal, because you're talking about someone's life. And I'm sure you've seen the trainers that aren't really trainers, but basically salesmen in a personal training shirt, and the health issues that happen and arise from them damaging what could be, you know, especially when you see the outgoing, energetic person basically depleting and basically dying right in front of your eyes, because some really isn't the trainer that cares. They're just trying to earn a paycheck.
Yep. And, I mean, that definitely happens. I'm pretty fortunate to be at a gym where there's a lot of trainers who I think are very genuine and who do really care about each client that they have, and they really want the best for them. But I have seen it too, where there's trainers who, you know, they're just texting on their phone and they really aren't putting all their effort into it and don't care that much. And I think that's frustrating to me, just because I really do genuinely care. And I'm sure there's days where I'm not always my best, or I'm not always like, I'm tired, I don't always want to be there. But at the same time, like, when I really think about those people, like, I want the best for them, and I want them to be happy, and I want them to reach their goals and feel good about themselves and feel comfortable in their body. And you know, there are some claims. I mean, everyone has different training styles, which there's nothing wrong
yes.
with that. But I have seen some people who I don't know how qualified they are, and some of the things that they're doing with their clients are really just setting them up to either get injured, you know, could potentially hurt them, probably are not the best things that they can do. And that's kind of frustrating just from a training standpoint, just because I don't know, I think I have hopefully I have a pretty base knowledge just of what people should or should not be doing. And mm-hmm. so it can definitely be frustrating when you're seeing other people who either don't really care that much and they're kind of just making, you know, giving everyone a very generic workout, or they're kind of setting someone up to get hurt or something like that.
Yes.
But
yes,
like I said, I'm at a
exactly.
gym where... Yeah, go ahead.
No, well, what I was saying is, you know, there's so much that's around, and it's basically, like you said, just really pathetic training or just really poor bro science. And what you
mm-hmm.
have happen is someone's health is basically hanging in the balance. And I think that's
yep.
what frightens us all, especially if
yeah.
we're really passionate about this
exactly.
lifestyle.
Yep, completely agree. Yeah, and I mean, I think...
go ahead.
You go ahead. I just lost my train of thought.
Okay. Well, what I was talking about is that, you know, when you have... I'll give a good example. When I was at Gold's Gym, well, we still had a Gold's Gym in Joliet,
mm-hmm.
there was, I don't need to say his name, it's unimportant, but we had a gentleman who was basically trying to buy his next enhancement. And so he wanted as many clients as he could get because that was going to basically pay for his next cycle, I guess the best way to
mm-hmm.
say it. Well, anyway,
mm-hmm.
he was all about getting them going, and he was this hardcore Marine Corps devil dog. He'd never been in the military, which is funny to me, but
mm-hmm.
he was just like balls to the wall. Everybody's gonna get in shape, and I'll be the one that does it. And his
mm-hmm.
thing was having a puke, and I mean basically work until they basically puked in a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And I said,
mm-hmm.
so why would you have their nutrition go down the toilet? And he's like, what are you talking about? I got a garbage workout. I said, well. If regardless of how you're training them, they're losing all their nutrients because they're basically regurgitating it. And you're saying that's
exactly.
a good thing? And he
mm-hmm.
was, he really did not get that concept. And you know, and everybody
mm-hmm.
that was training with him was like, oh, yeah, he's so hardcore and my life is so much better. But like you're saying, when you know better, you're like, oh, there's so many deficiencies and so many problems and so many defects with everything you're saying that I'm truly worried for your clients. I'm not sitting there
mm-hmm.
thinking you're doing a great job. I'm very concerned.
Mm-hmm. Completely agree. I think a lot of people, whether it's trainers or just people, they look for a good workout as if how much am I sweating or how much can I not breathe or did I throw up? And to be completely honest, I'm like, I think, you know, just like you're saying, that's the opposite. Like, yeah, it's fine to sweat and stuff, but it's like if you're only looking at a workout and being like, hey, like, did I get a good workout? If I'm sweating this much, or I puked, or I just feel like I'm gonna fall over, it's like that's not, you know, that's not what we want from you. You know, we want you to be able to come back, and we don't want you to be overly sore. And I think a lot of people just kind of have that like skewed vision on it too, based off of even some of the clients I've had and stuff. And it's definitely, you know, I think people don't always understand what's going on internally and what's going on with when their body, when those things are happening, you know?
Good point.
So.
Good point. Yes. Oh, my goodness, yes. That's a very valid point because they're looking
mm-hmm.
on the outside, but there's so much damage
mm-hmm.
being done on the inside.
Yep.
Because
yep.
of the way their body is being treated. So, you know, could you speak on that for a little bit?
Yeah, and I mean, I think, so especially when someone's first starting, you know, a lot of people, I know they have the concerns of being overly sore and everything, and you want to make sure that you're progressing people properly. So if someone they have never worked out, or they have, but it's been 20 years or something, you definitely want to make sure that you're helping them understand the basics, you're strengthening the areas that are weaker on them, and you also want to make sure that you're not overdoing it to the point where they're excessively sore. because either, you know, that can make them not want to come back, or they're just breaking down so much muscle that their body is not able to repair itself. So that's, you know, one thing that can happen. And another thing is kind of just along the lines of, you know, people not, I guess you can look at it as people not consuming enough food. Like if you were telling your client, oh, it's okay to only eat 100 calories a day. Well, it's basically the same thing as if you're working them too much. They don't realize like the effects that it's having on their body. I guess that didn't really go into it too much. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
I'm trying to think. I keep losing my train of thought. It's not a good thing, huh?
No, it's all right, because I know where you're going with that. You're basically saying it's just as damaging to undereat as it is to overwork.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't, you know, like they said, they see the results and they think, well, I'm getting progress. And it's like, no, that's not progress at all. That's regress. And there's so much damage that's done to a body like that. It's just frightening.
And a lot of people, I think, you know, reverse dieting can be a really good thing, because so many people, their metabolisms are just shot because they've either been eating so much junk food or they're eating so little food that it's destroying their metabolism. And once they try to exercise or try to start eating better and they're overeating or whatever that might be, they gain a lot of weight and then they don't understand why. So one thing that I try to work with people, especially a lot of women, really undereat, and they think, oh, that's good for me, you know, I'm going to lose weight that way, but they don't realize what it's doing to their body. So what I kind of try to help people do, like, let's just say a woman's only eating 800 calories or something, what I would do is just slowly increase their carbs and their calories each week so that they're not gaining a lot of weight quickly and then worrying about that. So I think it's really good to just help people understand the reasons why we're changing their nutrition and kind of change, reverse that diet so that they're able to increase their metabolism and have that better, like, basal metabolic rate as well.
Yeah.
And I think one thing, too, is a lot of people kind of want that really quick weight loss, but they don't, like, let's just say it's a matter of 6 weeks or so and they lose 20 pounds. They're like, oh, my gosh, like, this is so cool. And then they go and eat a hamburger and then more food and they gain that weight back really quickly. And what I try to help people understand is you're not really burning the fat and the things that you need to. You're just decreasing your body mass basically. And then a lot of times your body just eats the muscle because it doesn't have anything else to work off of. So you're really not losing the body fat and the things that you're wanting to lose. It's kind of that reverse effect. So then once you start eating junk food or aren't exercising as much, you're really ruining your metabolism, so then that's when the weight starts to increase a lot more, and a lot of times you can gain more weight than you had lost at the beginning. So it's kind of the opposite, I think, of what people think. That's why I really try to work with my clients and tell them that it's not a bad thing to have kind of that slow and steady weight loss and decrease of the body fat, just because their body is losing the fat and the things the right way rather than just burning the muscle, and kind of the body composition is just changing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and then they end up with like you said, incredibly depressed because everything they're happy about is now gone in less than 3 days.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, can be very quick reverse from what they're wanting.
Exactly, and it's like I said, because of the passion that you have, it's even more painful because you know where they were going, and it's like, oh, you know, darn it, they're going just exactly the opposite, and the whole time they were convinced they were doing it right. So you have to deal with the mistrust, you have to deal with the fear, you have to deal with the doubt, and as a personal trainer, that's doubling up your work over someone else's bad training.
Yep, exactly. Sometimes being a personal trainer is being like a therapist too, because you hear, you know, a lot of people, a lot of people, they have very emotional stories, you know, why they're getting started or why they're doing this. And sometimes it's just, you know, they're not comfortable with their body or they've just gotten so big that they're scared to be in public. So, you know, there can be a lot to it. And sometimes, you know, you kind of do feel like a therapist and, I don't know. There's definitely a lot of emotions that go into it.
Yeah. Well, there's also the thing about, you know, you're dealing with people that are broken. whether it be mentally or physically, sometimes both, you have to basically walk them back from the edge of depression. And like it's sometimes even more than that. And it does take its toll on you if you're not mentally prepared or passionate enough to sustain yourself while you're helping someone else get through that part. So, you know, it takes a lot. And, you know, I often joke and laugh, but it's a serious joke, and it's a hurt laughter, because doctors get all this respect, and people will say, the doctor said, but I don't hear people saying, my personal trainer said, unless it's the one that's basically wrecking their health. But the good ones, it seems like they're taken for granted.
Yep. I think trainers, because it is becoming such a bigger thing, some people are starting to trust trainers a lot. From a training standpoint, I get kind of frustrated when, and this doesn't always happen, but someone might get injured and they go to a doctor, they go to a chiropractor or something, and they're like, well, the doctor said I can't do this, or the chiropractor said I can't do that, or whomever it might be. And I'm like, okay, so this is what we need to do. We need to assess what the injury is and work around it. Because, yes, there are some things where it's like, okay, we need to halt the training for a little while. But there are times, too, where they, doctor, whomever it might be, they just want to prescribe people medicine. And what we're trying to prescribe people is exercise and health. And so it's frustrating when those people who people really look up to and trust are trying to tell people to not do the things that they should actually be doing. So then it's, you know, a personal trainer standpoint to assess what the situation is. And a lot of times I end up telling people, I'm like, hey, this is what we can do based off of what your injury or whatever it might be is. And then we're able to work around it. And they're like, oh, okay, like I'm really glad that I do that. And they progress a lot more quickly. And then once that injury or whatever it might be is better, then they've still been able to continue the training and keep themselves. But I think, you know, is that people are starting to understand that a little bit more. And they're trusting trainers and looking at more of like a health standpoint.
Yeah, I agree. And a good example of that is, you know, early stage diabetes or diabetics.
Yep.
And they're so worried about paying for their insulin. Oh, my God, the insulin. I got to afford the insulin. I don't know if I can afford the membership. And then they start getting healthy, and then they realize they don't have to keep taking these shots of insulin because now their bodies are basically reacting and acting the way it should. And it starts to the health starts to progress, and pretty soon they don't need the insulin. And they've got all this extra money, and I'm thinking, and you were so worried about a gym membership, and now you can actually buy the clothes that your body is asking for because now you're in better shape and you can wear better clothing.
Exactly. Exactly. You definitely have to break down a lot of things to people and kind of help them see it, sort of guide them towards it, but then help them just realize it on their own, because sometimes they just need that light bulb to be like, oh, doing this actually makes a lot more sense. Just like sometimes you have to break down, you know, people are eating out all the time and they're just like, I just don't know why I can't lose weight and I just can't afford training. But then when you look at them, you're like, okay, how many times do you eat out and eat this junk food that is causing you to be overweight, be diabetic, have all these issues? And if you cut that out and put that towards training, well, you're cutting out the problem in the first place, and then you're also adding a healthy lifestyle change to it that's going to help reverse all of those negative effects from what they're already doing. And if you kind of lay that out for them, then it kind of that light bulb hits, and it's like, oh, you might be right. Like, maybe I do have the money for this.
Yeah, and you're telling them everything, and it's hard for them to hear because, you know, they're putting down that McDonald's. As they, you know, they I'm eating food this time, so, you know, okay, what are you eating? Oh, the BK double stuff. And you're like, what? Wait, no, that's not, that's really not eating.
Or it's like, I'm eating a McChicken, it's chicken. Yeah, it's chicken, that's what they tell us.
Oh, and it's really comical. But, you know, like you said, you've got to walk them back. And there's a lot. There's an awful lot that we have to deal with on a regular basis. And it's so overlooked
or misunderstood because, oh, my coach is so hard on me. When basically you're the only person in their hey, and I'm saying this honestly and openly because I know it to be true, you're the only person that's telling them the truth during the day. Their 24-hour cycle of a day is the only time they're hearing the truth about their health is from you. Oh, you look fine. Oh, I'm sure it's not as bad as it thing. I'm sure the doctor knows. And I'm thinking, no. There should be, like, alarm sounding, and I'm sure you've been there.
Definitely. And kind of something that sort of goes along with that, I think it's really hard for people that are starting to work out, too, because whether it's family members, people that support them, you know, it's really important to be able to have some sort of support system outside of just the personal trainer. Otherwise, you know, them being successful with this can kind of depend on those people, because if those people aren't supporting them, they're like, oh, this isn't that bad for you, or you can, you know, we can eat this pizza, we can do this, it's not really going to affect your goals that much. And sometimes, not that people don't want to see other people succeed, but I think it makes them feel bad about themselves because they're not to that point yet where they're wanting to make a lifestyle change, and so they kind of bring other people down with them without realizing it. So that's like a really big odd and thing for some of my clients, and I know a lot of other people, to be able to face just because they don't really have that support. So then it's, you know, me as a trainer constantly reiterating it to them and helping them try to understand that this, you know, in the long run, this is going to be good for them, and try to talk to them about getting whomever, whether it's a husband or a wife or a friend or family or whomever, to kind of be on the same team with them. Just because I know I've had a lot of people who that's a frustrating thing for them and really hard for them. Just because they don't really have that support, and that's, you know, support can go a really long ways with this.
Oh, and being sponsored athletes, let me tell you, we both know that end of the deal.
One of the things that I'd
like to bring about, talk about, and this is before, you know, the show's over, is there's two things that personal trainers have to deal with more than people will ever admit, and it's sabotage from the significant other or self-sabotage from your own client.
I think it's, you know, training and all that, it's a very, very mental thing. And either people can, I think, self-sabotage in the sense of constantly maybe not eating good food or getting their workouts in outside of with the trainer. Or it can also just be telling themselves they're not good enough. They're always going to be fat, or they're never going to be able to change their body image or the way that they look. So I think there's kind of different, like, perspectives that people can have on that and the way that they can kind of self-sabotage themselves. And then there's also, like you said, with the people around them, you know, that can, I think, people have very big influences on people. And if the people that they love the most are not supporting them and aren't, you know, the least they can do is just, if they want pizza or whatever it might be, not eat it around them and encourage them to be eating the things that they need to be in, to encourage them to go to the gym and that kind of stuff. Because if people don't have that support, you know, it makes it that much harder. So it's a very crucial thing, and it's a very important thing for both the person who's trying to be successful and the people around them to really give them the support that they need. And even, I'm sure you've experienced it too with, like, bodybuilding. I mean, obviously when you're prepping for a show and people are trying to just throw things at you and be like, oh, just have this, and they think it's kind of funny. It's like, for me, like, I knew I'm going to stick exactly to my plan because I'm in control of this, and I know that, you know, maybe going off my plan one time throughout the whole prep is not, you know, not going to make a world of difference, but I just know that I want to do the best that I can to be successful. And it's kind of, you know, kind of goes along with the same thing.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said that so well. I don't even need to add to it. That was perfectly said. So Sarah, I would like this time to basically give a shout out to everybody that supports you and keeps you on an even keel.
Yeah. Like, who is supporting me?
Yeah.
I mean, my boyfriend's definitely a really big support, and so is my family. Like, when I started prep, it would have been May of 2015 when I was prepping for my first shows, and that was, you know, I was kind of scared, but I'm also a very driven and determined person, so I knew that I was in control of it and that I would be fine because I'd be eating the foods that I needed to and getting my workouts done. But it was also so helpful. I had my younger sister, who she loves to work and lift out, lift too. She was there the whole time. You know, anytime I was, you know, crying or getting emotional, she was always there supporting me. So that was awesome. And then my boyfriend's also a really great support. He loves lifting and he loves fitness and, you know, that's the lifestyle of it too. So he's been, an amazing support for me throughout all of this. And I mean, my family's great too. I have a lot of awesome friends and trainers at the gym, that, you know, they're always encouraging. They're always, you know, saying like, hey, you're gonna be able to do great things with what you're doing. So that's, you know, I'm very, very grateful for all the people that I have supporting me, because it's definitely, you know, it can be a very lonely journey because so many people don't understand it. So having those people around you that really do support you is amazing. And P4P, of course, you know, they've been amazing. Getting to go to the Arnold, actually getting to meet some more of the athletes was such a great experience. And it was so fun getting to talk to them and kind of learn more about what they're doing and what they're all about and what their passion is. So having P4P has been a really amazing thing for me too.
I have to totally agree. And since you referenced the Arnold, I'll speak on that again, because we all have our personal moments where we were just enlightened on how hungry people really are for the natural environment and something they can attain. Because I'll never forget a guy saying to his son, you know, the son said he wanted to look like one of the enhanced men that was walking by. And the dad had to be open and honest and let his son know that he couldn't, you know, without drugs that had, he had a word for it or a statement like more like when you're an adult, you'll have a better understanding of what you're saying or something like that. But basically it's unattainable, you know, without these enhanced this stuff, you won't be able to look like that. And then when he walked past our booth and all of that changed, because, you know, there's somebody like Martin Daniels. And then on the female side, you and Angie O, where it's something you say, I could do that. And that's the one thing as a personal trainer, I'm sure you've been telling just about everybody you train. You don't have to compete, but you do have to have the drive to want to have a better health and a better life. And to just see that unfold, like not in a gym environment, but basically out close to the real world, because it's a show, that's for sure. But the fact that they could see this can be done, it is attainable, and it's not something that's going to basically put you in hock trying to buy steroids to do. So it was an eye-opening experience, and like you said, I really thank God for JB, Joe, and Chad, that they would just give us that opportunity. But then where we get to intermingle with the very people we want to help change their lives, and to watch their eyes basically, like you said, get opened to where, okay, I get it now. You guys are natural athletes. You don't have to put air quotes. We actually are natural individuals, and it comes across in the way we speak, the way we move, the way we act. And basically our sense of self-worth and being. So we'll end the show on that, but I, just one more thing. With all your energy and everything else, how in the heck did you keep being so energetic going out there in the crowds and basically handing out those samples? Because I was so beat. I basically sat in the DJ's lap because I was just so tired.
I mean, it was definitely, it was kind of crazy because honestly, both days, I don't even think I ate, like I ate breakfast and then I don't think I really ate anything throughout it, except for there was girls by us who kept throwing us a couple Lara bars. But I don't know. I think it was such a fun experience because I was expecting a lot of people, a lot of people there. And I think, you know, seeing the fitness life is definitely, it's a very saturated market with a lot of people who are on enhancements and all of that. So getting to be there and truly support P4P and those natural athletes out there, that just made it more of that exciting feeling to be like, hey, I really wanted people to be able to try our products and be able to try something that had really good quality, and help people to see more of like, hey, there is a natural side to this too. It doesn't have to be everything else that is out there. So I think, I don't know, there's just so many people there and it was so fun and you're getting to interact and it was fun getting to see people's expressions when they were tasting different flavors and stuff and a lot of reactions of how good everything was that it just, you know, I don't know, it went really fast and it just made it worth it being out there. And I don't even think I realized how long we were there most of the time. And it, you know, it was fun with just getting to do the game and the DJs and I don't know, it was a really great experience and it went very quickly for sure.
I will second that wholeheartedly because it seemed like we blinked. I just remember, like, being so tired at the end of the day, but realizing, man, that day went by so fast.
Yep, definitely.
Well, any other things you'd like to talk about, Sarah, before we end the show?
I don't think so. I think we covered quite a bit. So
yes.
it was a great time being on here. I'm really glad that I got the opportunity to do it.
I'm glad you did too. But there's one thing I did forget, and that is your information in case people want to contact you for your personal training services or basically just to follow your natural career.
Yeah, definitely. I have an Instagram page. My name is Sarah Schwinneman, but on there I have it as kind of half my first name and half my last name. So it's Sarah Schwinn, SARSCHWEN. And then that's also my discount code. So if you're wanting to buy any supplements or any products from P4P, you can use that code as well and get 15% off. And then I also have an email that you can definitely contact me for anything regarding personal training. I'm actually right now working on an online training that's not up yet, but I'm going to get that going here soon. So if anyone is interested, I can give you an email that you can contact me now, and then eventually we'll have an email and a website up for that. But you can contact me at SchwinnFit, so it's SchwinnFit, and then it's at gmail.com. And I'd be happy to talk to anyone. I really love this, and I have a lot of people who have asked me questions anyway, so I'd be happy to help in any way that I can, whether you're interested in training or not. And like I said, I am trying to work on getting that online program stuff going here soon. So if anyone's interested in that, you can contact me on my email that I just did, and then eventually we'll get the rest of that going as well.
Okay. And one last minute question. I just got somebody that just sent a message. We know that you're a natural competitor, but what do you compete in?
I'm a figure competitor. So I ended up doing three shows last year. Yep.
Okay. And also, wow, now everybody wants to send a message. when you're competing, does that affect how you train your clients?
I tried to not let it. I think I handled it pretty well for it being my first time. But I guess just from a mood standpoint, I definitely was a little bit lower in energy, especially towards the end. I know some of my clients that I'm really good friends with, they said they could kind of tell a difference once I was done competing, once I had more food again. So I hope it didn't change anything too much, but I know energy levels do get a little bit lower. And I might have not been quite as energetic with them as I would like to be, but I still try to keep a really positive attitude about it just because I am the one who's choosing to do this, so there's no reason to be negative towards anyone else about it.
Good, good. Very good point. Very well said. And the last question, because, my goodness, I mean, they're just coming in now. But the last one is, okay, what would you recommend someone that's basically training under you with health concerns to actually try competing their first year with the health concerns?
I guess it would depend on what health concerns they were. One thing that I definitely tell people, yeah?
No, I'm listening.
One thing that I definitely tell people to really be cautious of is if you have ever had any sort of eating disorder or you just have a really bad outlook or relationship with food, to really be careful with that because this just takes it to a whole nother level. And a lot of times, I've seen it happen before, a lot of times people who start competing, it can be very addictive. And once you're so lean and you are very restrictive on your food, some people have a really hard time of adding some more size and some more weight to them, and they end up having worse eating disorders or whatever that might be that they previously had. So that's one thing that I tell people to be very careful with, because it's not a joke and it's not something to mess with. And I would say if you do have any other health concerns, either talk to a trainer or some fitness professional about it, or a doctor before you're deciding to do it, because bodybuilding is a very it's definitely very tough, very mentally tough and physically. So make sure that you're completely 100% ready to go into it, and that your body is also ready for it too, because it's not something to mess with.
Oh, yes, I agree. And this is something I say, and, you know, I've been chastised for saying it, but I'm speaking the truth. Bodybuilding isn't for everyone.
Mm-hmm, completely agree. Yep.
Because you got people that can't play basketball. You'd hate to see them trying to make a professional game, and they're in
exactly.
the worst shape of their
yep.
life because they were an armchair mm-hmm. quarterback or something, you know, like with football, where you'd be saying, you know, I can't even for the life of me understand why they would even try to set foot on the field. So, you know, it's the same thing with bodybuilding. And I'm learning, especially with the P4P Real Talk and the Midwest Muscle videos, is that there's people that just want to follow it. They don't want to
mm-hmm.
they like being in the gym, they like exercising, but they like being in the audience. And there's nothing
yeah.
wrong with that.
Exactly. Everyone has to choose, you know, fitness. Anyone can lift and anyone can be healthy, but, you know, really pay attention to, you know, if that is something you want to do, because not everyone has to do it. Like, you can still go to the gym and still have a lot of fun, and you don't have to necessarily compete. You can still look like a rock star and look amazing without competing, because there's a lot more to bodybuilding, and there's a lot to it. So it's definitely, you know, you want to be careful and make sure that you're completely ready for it. Otherwise, you might, you know, definitely not good things can happen with it.
Okay, and last question, and this is pretty pleased with sugar on top from Jill. And, yes, Jill, I'm busting you out because you just had – I just said we weren't doing any more, and you're going to get one more in. when's the next competition, and how much do you plan on putting into the show after, you know, all that you've learned that you've learned?
When's my next competition? Was that the first question?
Yes.
Okay. Well, right now I've kind of – so my last competition that I did was last November. I did 3 shows my last time, and after that one I decided kind of along with my coach that I wanted to take at least a solid year of just being able to build, because I was 23 when I did it. I definitely needed more of the muscle maturity, and I just needed a good amount of time to be able to really gain quality size that I wanted. So I think I will be starting my next prep in December, kind of around that time, and give it maybe about 6 months or so, kind of just to make sure that I'm giving myself enough time to be ready for my next show. So I'm not entirely sure. I don't have like a specific date set, but we're thinking more around June or July when I'll compete. And what was the second question? I forgot.
The second question was, basically what you just tapped into about how much you were willing to put into it, and 6 months is a great amount of time, especially
uh-huh.
with maturity and the growth that you've
yeah.
been able to do in the maturity.
Mm-hmm.
So you
well,
basically
make...
answered both. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I was going to say, I just want to make sure, kind of starting it early, make sure that I'm not having to jump in it too quickly, and I'm able to try to keep quality size and really – lean out in the right amount of time without having to do it so quickly and not getting to where I want to be. So, of course, I want to set myself up to be as successful as I possibly can. So me and my coach kind of decided that we thought giving it a good amount of time would be good, and if I'm ready sooner than we think, then I can always do a show sooner than we plan. So that's kind of the goal right now, because I definitely want to put, you know, 100% into it and just trying to set myself up so that I can be as successful as possible.
Oh, wow. Well, the rest we'll save for another day. because I don't know what is going on with everyone sending, because we've got a minute before the show's over. So everybody, I'm very sorry. We would love to answer all your questions, but the show ends, and we end up getting cut off. So thank you so much for sending. Please send the questions earlier. Sarah, great job. I mean, I know you're nervous, and you did a wonderful job, and obviously you piqued some interest because there's still 19 questions are still on the board. So great job with that, and you piqued their interest about the training, and with kinesiology,
good.
You really got a lot of
people. Mm-hmm.
So
good. I hope so. Hopefully I didn't ramble too much and it made sense.
No, you did. I'm sure you'll get a spike in your Instagram following.
That would be awesome.
Please direct your questions there. Yes, so direct your questions there for Sarah. She's a very energetic person. Just respect her time, respect her as a woman, respect her as an adult, and give her the love that you give all the peeps, and we'll have a great time. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Kaylin.
No doubt you've been a blessing, and a great job.
Thank you.
I'm not asking anymore. Sorry, guys, I'm not doing it. But, Sarah, thank you again. Great time with the rest of your night, and God bless you.
Yep, thanks, Kaylin. Same to you. It was great being on here tonight.
Not a problem. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Talk to you later. So that was Sarah, just a wonderful person. Obviously, she piqued a lot of you guys' interest, and I'm really surprised that she waited so late, because she was very well-spoken, and she knows her stuff. So thank you for all the questions you had to ask. Again, I apologize for not being able to speak about all of them, because it's just too late in the show and we have to end it. So please get them a little bit sooner, and you know, have a great night. And Kaylin Patterson, Midwest Muscle, Dez, we missed you. We missed you, Dez, no doubt. P4P Real Talk, we are out.